This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I am your host, and I am your writer and your reader, your narrator as well. I'm Mike Luoma, and I've got Chapter 18 of The Starseeds of Earth on tap today. Every week I bring you my science fiction, absolutely free. Free to listen to, free to download, free to subscribe. And right now we're going through a work in progress, as I tune up my new novel, The Starseeds of Earth. So let me set up what we're about to hear. If you're just listening for the first time, I didn't want to scare you away by saying it's chapter 18. So, with a little story so far, you'll be able to get into this. Alibi Jones has been giving some thought to responsibility, being more serious in life, having goals and a purpose. He gathered most of his close friends together last chapter and episode to go over what they knew about the aliens now taking over humankind's solar alliance, the Greater Ta, to begin to know their enemy. For Alibi has decided the Greater Ta must be opposed. Conspicuously not invited was Alibi's Aunt Anita. Although she practically used to run the Hornet's Nest, she has stepped back and taken up with William Gentry, only the crime boss of the Depot Fringe, now made legit governor of the Depot Reaches under Nico Constantine, the leader of the Solar Alliance, who's giving it away to the Greater Ta, and so, technically, the enemy. But with Alibi's meeting over, Alibi now must meet with his aunt and Gentry for dinner. So that's where we pick things up in Chapter 18 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. I am putting the finishing touches on the book now. Got all my beta readers back. Okay, one more. I gave her another day or two. She's going to have it back to me. But the book itself officially coming out on sale May 22nd. That's the Friday just before Memorial Day weekend. You can pre-order the ebook now. The Starseeds of Earth, actually coming out, the actual book, on sale May 22nd. And you're hearing it as a work in progress here, as I'm tuning it up. And once it's tuned, you'll be hearing final draft chapters. I'll just shift things over. If you can, support this podcast on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And you can sign up as a patron and help support the Glow in the Dark Radio podcast and all my science fiction efforts for $2, $5, or $10 a month. And if you do sign up, you get all kinds of stuff free. You get exclusives, you get advanced stuff, chapters ahead of time. Although this week, everybody's getting this chapter at the same time. But some weeks, patrons get it early. Again, if you want to sign up and become a supporter, just go to Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And again, you can do it for $2, $5, or $10 a month and get free stuff. Please and thank you. And as part of the Authors Give Back sale over at Smashwords, I am giving away my novels. You can get all my ebooks for free. Just over a week left for that. It goes to 420, April 20th. Just over a week left for the free books at Smashwords. If you head over to my site, there's a banner right on top you can click to get there. So just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, MikeLuoma.com. That's it for news for this week, so we're going to get into the chapter next. That's chapter 18 of The Starseeds of Earth, on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hi, I'm JC. My co-host Cindy and I host the Fix It Home Improvement Podcast. We cover projects that every homeowner should know and top-rated products for home and garden. And for fans of Mike, we keep you posted on new smart home systems and products like robot vacuums and robot lawnmowers that seemed like science fiction not too long ago. You can check it out on your favorite podcast app. It's Fix It, F-I-X-I-T, Home Improvement.
Now here's Chapter 18 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Well, you're not hiding anything, Anita said. Why should I? Alibi said. I feel what I feel. You've brought our enemy within our midst again. When he comes back from the refresher, I want you to be more polite. I'll be polite, but I refuse to be nice.
I'll try.
Shush, you will be. Here he comes. William Gentry walked back to the square table and sat down, with Alibi and his aunt on either side of him.
The pot roast was damn good, Gentry said. Best I've had out here.
We have an actual chef in the galley, Anita said. Does wonders with the fabricators.
Don't tell him that, Alibi said. He'll try to hire them away.
Anita turned to him and frowned.
What? A joke? Trying to make a joke here.
Ha, Gentry said. The thought did cross my mind. Add him to the governor's staff.
See? Alibi said.
Yep, Governor William Gentry of the Depot Reaches. Has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
Gentry said. Already letting it go to your head, Bill? Anita chided. He's Bill? Already? Alibi said. He's Bill? Jeesh.
We're all grown-ups here, aren't we, Alibi? Gentry asked. And here I thought Governor would push your buttons.
William, Anita said, a stern edge in her voice that Alibi knew well.
Oh, William better watch himself.
Nita, Gentry said. He smiled at her. The man knew how to turn on the charm. She melted. Alibi was not used to his aunt being so easily manipulated.
Bill, she said. What would you like for dessert?
Didn't you promise an apple pie? Gentry asked.
I did, she said. She went to the sideboard and opened the warming cupboard with the pie inside, inhaling the aroma as she reached in and brought it out. Mmm, she hummed as she carried it over.
You're a chef again? Gentry asked, admiring the pie as she placed it before them on the table.
Don't even think about it, Bill, Anita said.
I won't think. I'll just eat, Gentry said.
Anita handed him a slice of pie.
Alibi? She asked.
Please. They ate their pie in awkward silence.
That was good, Alibi said as he finished. May I be excused?
Sure, Anita said. Go ahead. He pushed off from the table and stood.
Mr. Gentry,
he said with a nod.
Aunt Anita?
Another nod.
Have a good night.
He walked out of the room as fast as he respectfully could.
Better night now. He hates me, Gentry said. That's normal, Anita said. No, I'm talking above and beyond normal, Gentry said. He held a covert meeting tonight, before dinner. Did you know that? I did, she said. Good for him. Good for what the hell? I told him he needed to take life more seriously, Anita said. It sounds like he is. It sounds like he's plotting against me, Gentry said. Well, I should hope so, Bill, Anita said. You've gone and allied yourself with a man who'd give away the human race to those lizard people. He frowned at her. Then he rolled his eyes, shaking his head. Don't remind me, Gentry said. There was no talk of the Greater Ta from Constantine before this started. None? She asked. No, Gentry said. Nobody is happy about this. Demag is the real power behind Peterson on Crankshaft. She was already a tenuous ally for Constantine. This is pushing her further away. Do you know Alexandra Demag? You'd like her. And I don't see the Rigel Brain Boys going along too long with the orderly alien overlords. I know you know them. The Rigel Brain Boys aren't as brainy as they used to be, Anita said. Not since Constantine moved his people up into the power positions. He may have them. Who's this Demag woman? I hear something in the way you say her name. Competition? Should I be worried? Ha, no, Gentry said. She's younger, more powerful than me. Anita could hear him not saying something. And? She prodded. And she likes younger men, Gentry said, cracking a grin. Younger than her. Ah, Anita said. Truth hurts, Bill? I thought you might know her, given you knew Richard Wentworth, Gentry said. She ran in those circles. I do remember the name, Anita said, but wasn't her family in competition with Wentworth? Yes, Gentry said. She made headlines when she went to work for Wentworth with her fresh MBA instead of her father. Quite the cause of friction in the family, from what I heard at the time. But she rose to COO for Wentworth, and the point became moot. Because she was so successful? Anita asked. Because she initiated a takeover and folded Demag Inc. into Wentworth Holdings Limited, Gentry said. Oh, a bit ruthless. I guess, Gentry said. But with Wentworth passing, or whatever he did, Alexandra Demag is now in charge of it all. I still wonder about Wentworth, Anita said. You know what I mean? His body finally died, but don't you think they've preserved his mind and consciousness somehow? Or tried to? No one knows, Gentry said, but I've heard rumors. She arched an eyebrow. Interesting, Anita said. So Demag is behind Governor Peterson? He answers to her before Constantine, Gentry said. I see, Anita said. She's... He paused to find the right word. Dangerous, Gentry said. There was admiration in his voice. She was making noise before the expansion announcement about fielding her own candidate to oppose Constantine in the next vote, rallying the wealthy to her side. Didn't like Constantine's thugs, she said. She was given control of the governorship to keep her happy, keep her in the fold. Thugs? Did you take that personally, Bill? Anita joked. Gentry laughed. A little, he admitted. Well, it begins to make more sense, doesn't it? Anita said. You've got Demag going her own way. I hear the shipyard workers on Crankshaft were organizing and talking back to Constantine's people, too. Cat's Eye has always been independent. Maybe that man knows you all hate him. So he figured he needed the Greater Ta to back him up. Still won't say his name, huh? Nope. I don't think Constantine is that smart, Nita, Gentry said. I think the Greater Ta showed up ready to conquer, and he didn't know how to stop them. So this is what we get. This is him making the best of it. Really? And this is you going along? For now. Deals with the devil have a way of getting worse and worse, don't they? She said. Why do I like you? Gentry said. Why am I here putting up with this abuse? Because, like me,
You realize there are very few people left at our age as smart and as powerful, or at least formerly powerful, as we are. Few who know what that's like. We are a very small social set. God, she laughed. I've been hungry for good quality company for years.
And also, he said with a grin, you are a sexy woman, Nita. Come over here.
Say please.
Please.
That was Chapter 18 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Old people getting sexy. After a kind of rough-to-digest dinner there, yeah. But a little glimpse into the personal life of Anita and Bill. Poor Alibi. But he's headed back to his rooms, and on our next episode, on our next chapter, in our next chapter, Kit's going to be stopping by Alibi's to tell him a little more about the Starseeds and how they might help Alibi defeat the Greater Ta. So that's something to look forward to the next time around. That's coming up in Chapter 19 of The Starseeds of Earth on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Please support the podcast and my science fiction efforts by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, and you can support me for $2, $5, or $10 a month. Helps to pay for podcast hosting, website hosting, all the different fees and charges that come along. And one of these days it'll break even, but at this point it helps, you know. I'm just happy to have you. And I want to thank you if you already are a patron, because I do have people helping me out. So again, the place to go to do that, and to get exclusives and freebies too, if you do, is patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Just over a week left for the free ebooks at Smashwords. I'm giving all my stuff away, all my novels. Just go to my stuff. Go to my site for my stuff. GlowInTheDarkRadio.com or MikeLuoma.com, and right there at the top of the page, you'll see the banner to click to get over to Smashwords. Or just go to Smashwords.com and look me up. And remember, this book, The Starseeds of Earth, coming out May 22nd. Get ready for it. You can pre-order it now. The ebook is on sale. Pre-order it pretty much wherever you buy ebooks. Get all the details at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. And that is all for this week. I am your host and your writer and your reader. I'm Mike Luoma. Thank you for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at acompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.